Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. You night, my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, missing your town. I'ma touch some places that you thought were lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, better make your ass come on top. I'ma speak the words, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life, and girl, I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This is your boy Cass, chilling as usual on a Wednesday. Getting ready to have a little fun tonight. Y'all know how we do. Check it out, yo. What's up? Look, so what's happening, baby?
Hey, what's going on?
Not much, not much. Chilling as we always do about this time. Feeling real good today. I'm feeling real good. I thought I had me a little bit of bad news. But it turns out to be good news after all. So I'm feeling damn good today. I'm feeling damn good. How's your day been going?
I'm cool. I mean, it's cool.
You know, that's what's up. That's what's up. Well, you know how we do. We kick back, parlay. Hey, you know what?
Mm-mm.
I got, it's funny. As I actually, you know, shout out, you know, I talk a lot of shit and I crack a lot of jokes on Blog Talk Radio, but, you know, Blog Talk, that's our sponsor, that's who provides us. And, you know, we you know, I guess we got a love-hate relationship. They love to hate me. But, nevertheless, Janine, what's happening?
Hello. How's everybody?
Oh, got it. You slid in right on time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I was just saying. So
here we go with that. Okay, I was just saying, I got hate mail.
You got hate mail?
Yeah, I got hate mail. Via Blog Talk.
From Blog Talk?
Well, it was a guy, I guess, it was a guy that listened to the show. Now, he said that he's an ordained minister.
We knew he was going to get one of them sooner or later.
Yeah. And I guess he happened to hear the sermon I did about sucking dick. Right? And it was just, he said it was total blasphemy and that this show, I'm definitely going to hell. And, oh, y'all coming with me.
Who's coming with you?
That I mean, he called me everything from Judas to he went in.
So
on
what, did they send it to Blog Talk and then Blog Talk sent it to you?
Sent it to my message via Blog Talk. So you know, and I'm sitting there like, okay, wow, you know, it's all in good fun. I mean, you know, and he said something, and maybe y'all can help me out.
And what is a minister doing listening to CN City Radio anyway? Now, why are you listening to that? The hell did you hear? So you up there sneaking. You probably was jacking off to the show. I hope you hear that.
Well, wait a minute now. Maybe y'all can help me out here. Because I said something. Well, he said I made reference to something about no one in this world is celibate, and that, you know, that women are lying. And he was saying that the women in his congregation, they are celibate, and something about it. I said you can't be reborn. You can't be reborn to be celibate or something of that nature. Something like that. Now, hold on. Let's get one thing straight. I have a lot of libations when we doing this show. So I'm not going to say that I did or didn't say this.
I don't remember that ever being said.
Right. Now, like I said, I'm not going to say I did say it. I'm not going to say I didn't say it. But nevertheless, I mean, to the people, Can I finish? Can y'all let me talk? Okay. Now, like I was saying, well, so rude to interrupt. See, this is why I'm catching this flack, because y'all doing. But now, if I offended any other ladies who said something about, if I offended you about you being celibate and that, you know, and if you are celibate, I mean, from the bottom of my heart, if you are celibate and, you know, all I could tell you is that if I ever see you,
damn, I knocked the dust off that pussy.
We gonna keep it moving. Shit. Oh, no, y'all know me. I don't back down from nobody. Shit.
No, because the only thing I could think of we might have been talking about is, you know, some people say, like, because they born again, now because you stop having sex, that don't make you no virgin again just because you stop having sex. You still didn't fuck me. I don't know, but I don't remember that topic ever even coming up.
Me either. I'm like, damn, do you got the wrong show? I mean, you know, hey. But, I mean, fuck them shit.
I'm going to say this, and these are my words and not Cass. This is Wicked School for anybody listening. If Cass offended you, how about you go suck a dick? You know, do that.
And all the women at the church probably sell it because he fucking all of them. They sell
exactly.
it to their
husband. Exactly. I'm not sorry. So why you talking shit?
All the pussy.
Boy, y'all show is hard.
Yeah, you know what? No publicity. They say no publicity is bad publicity. So if you got your own, then that means you're moving up in this radio game. Let's keep it moving.
Hey, I'm riding with y'all. I'm riding with y'all till the wheels fall off, baby. But hey, I just thought I had to put that out there. I sent them a fuck you very much, but you know, nevertheless.
Yes.
Yeah. Like I said, and once again, ladies, I mean, the Reverend ain't hitting it right. He ain't hitting it right. So, if, once again, you come on to me.
I knocked the dust off that pussy.
I kicked the country ass to the curb.
You got your first hate mail. Syndication is just around the corner. Shit.
Exactly.
Right. I wanted to have a Stearns have to go through this. But anyway.
Yes. You know, dog, I'm with Howard Stearns that went through that shit. He be cussing out and saying whatever the fuck on his mind. He don't care. That's what made him so popular.
And Howard Stearns be getting his dick sucked while they talking shit. Fuck
exactly.
all y'all. Fuck
but,
yeah.
Well, y'all
done,
do know.
He that motherfucker making money.
Hey, y'all do know. I'll come out my house. I'm going to have 100 Christians sitting in there. Y'all wrong. Y'all wrong. Come on,
okay.
sister.
I really hate to go there. You know what I'm saying? But whenever we get through it, man, not all, but the majority of pastors out there are the worst motherfuckers next to politicians.
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you like this. I'm not going to direct it at no pastor that didn't say nothing to me. I'm not directing it at none of that.
Mm-hmm.
This tirade, this rant that we're doing is directly, strictly at him. It's not
right.
at nobody else. So I want to get that clear. Hey, amen, and say a prayer for me for all your other ones. But him, you can suck my dick. Now,
all I'm going to say, they could watch that episode of Sons of Anarchy that told me everything I needed to know about past.
Oh, no.
So if they want to know what I'm referring to, they need to watch that episode.
Yeah, I'm gonna find out which episode that was. Last season, episode 4, 5, or 6, it was one of them, but they got down with the get down. But, okay, anyway, we through with that. We through with the rant now. All right, so what's going on with y'all, man? How we living?
I'm living fine.
Okay.
Had a good day.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And that's what I said today, too. I said today started out bad, but, hey, it turned out to be pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So, anybody got anything on their mind, want to get off the chest? Well, y'all know how we do it.
I had a question because I seen somebody post something. So I just wanted to bring it up to see if people feel the same way. Because I kind of feel that's true what was said, but it was actually written by a guy. But it can go both ways for men or women. Basically, he said, like, to men, he was making, like, a note to men, you know, if you ignore your woman, if she's supposed to be your queen, but all you do is ignore her, do you know you're just teaching her how to live without you?
Hmm.
So basically, if you ignore, you allow her to do everything by herself, on her own, then basically, you teaching her how to live without you. So I kind of understood what he was saying, but I guess I wanted to see what y'all think. Do y'all agree? Because that's how I kind of felt in my marriage. It's like, if you're doing things on your own, what am I married for? Mm. If everything we do is apart and I'm living a life by myself.
Okay. I can see that point. You know what? And I'm glad that you said that could go both ways. Because I can see that point. That could go either way. Yeah, if I'm walk through the door, get off work, walk through the door, jump in the shower, and walk back out the door, and you never see me till it's time to go to sleep, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you didn't have to go do this, that, and other, then, yeah, we pretty much living alone. But now,
mm-hmm.
you know, I think a lot with that goes about, like, you know, I think a lot of people lose the desire to be around each other. I mean, I think in a lot of cases like that, like I said, I'm not just going to say the women, because men do it too, like you said, male and female, so I'm just going to say people. I mean, they a lot of times motherfuckers lose that desire to even be around each other. It's like, oh, man, you know. You know, I remember when we was young, you used to hear, oh, I got to go home to this crazy-ass nigga, or, oh, man, I got to go to, yeah, man, I'll see what this old lady want, man, shit. You know,
but that's in those in relationships that, to me, somebody that you don't want to be around. I mean, there are people, I mean, that they grew old together, whatever, oh, I can't stand that motherfucker. But they didn't just, they did shit together. They, you know, they went places still together. It wasn't like they living their own life apart.
Yeah. Because I actually knew a couple that, for the longest time, I didn't know they was married. I'm like, I'm married. They like, yeah, that's my wife. I'm like, man, get the fuck out of here. That ain't your damn wife. I'm like, when you meet her? Like, I'm fucking 6 years ago. Damn, how long y'all been married? Shit, we been married about 4 or 5 years. I'm like, really? Why you don't ever bring her nowhere? Who is she? That motherfucker like, man, we don't fuck with each other like that. So, yeah, and I think, like, right after that, they kind of, like, went their separate ways.
But that's what I'm saying. Why get married to somebody you don't even want to hang around? And I know sometimes as the marriage goes on or the relationship goes on, it gets to a certain point, you know, where you do need time for yourself. I'm not saying, I know it's different in the beginning, you know what I'm saying? And it does get to a point where you might want some time for yourself and, you know, but if you can't enjoy the time that y'all have together, I don't care if it's a hobby y'all doing together or whatever it is, a vacation or going on trips or whatever that y'all enjoy, if you can't find something in common with that person,
that you, I mean, you just don't enjoy doing nothing with that person, that's a problem.
You right. It got to be. Because, I mean, if you sitting there like, man, I don't even want to go to the store with this bitch. Damn.
Or you feel like you obligated to take her out to eat. You ain't just taking her out to eat just because you know you want to talk to her, spend time with her. You take her out to eat because I'm tired of this bitch complaining and shit. I don't take her nowhere. So, you know, I mean, man, if it got to be all like that.
Yeah, that is fucked up. I ain't going to lie. That's fucked up. Come on, bitch. What?
Everybody
damn.
Said you sit at the table, he act like he don't want to be there, or she don't. She act like, oh, damn, what time is it? You know what I'm saying? Like, she don't even want to be there.
Yeah, that is real fucked up. But, I mean, you got a lot of people that do that.
What do you think, Mr. Stone?
I'm living it. I'm living it. Everything I do by myself. Everywhere I go by myself. And, I mean, I agree with the statement wholeheartedly because it's like, and all the time that we've been together, it's like, shit, that's all you're doing is showing me how to live on my own. And I'm getting it. And it's getting, you know what I'm saying, getting to the point where, hell, I pay the bills. You know what I'm saying? I do all the grocery shopping. I do all the laundry. I do everything by myself. And, hell, fuck it. I feel single. So, fuck it. Eventually, I'm going to start acting single.
So I guess I wonder why people stay. I guess that's my whole thing. I know I leave, but when I get tired of shit, I'm just going to go. That's just how I've always been. But, you know, I understand about, you know, keeping family together and stuff like that. But I don't know. I don't understand. It's like people leave these miserable lives, you know, and they tell you they're living these miserable lives, and you just look at them like, well, why? And I guess I don't understand the why. Why do you do it? You giving up your whole life for somebody else. At the end of the day, it's just you. You came into this world by yourself. You going to leave this world by yourself. And at the end of the day, can you say that I did everything I wanted to do with my life and enjoyed my life?
Maybe not, but go back to what you just said. You said that that you would just, you know, you just walk out. You ain't going no motherfucking way. No, wait a minute. Where the fuck you think you going?
What you mean?
Man, if I'm sitting
walk
in the house.
Every day. People walk
man,
out every day.
If I'm sitting in the house. And you like, well, look, I see you packing a bag. You know, well, where you going? I can't take this no more. We just going to have to go our separate way. Yeah, all right.
What you mean? You know, yeah, all right.
Motherfucker, you ain't just, you going to have to give me a better answer than I'm just walking out this door.
I mean, because my thing is, I'm sure we would have been talking or arguing or, you know what I mean? I'm sure people that went through many arguments. By the time they get to that point here, he already know she ready to go.
Man.
I mean, what more of an explanation would he need? Or she need?
I'm just saying, because, I mean, man, you know what? My thing is, okay, let's talk about it. You know, let's at least try to talk about it. Just to just get your ass up and walk away from me, hold on now. Hold on. We got to talk this out. I can't see. I mean, in a relationship, it's like, okay, you know what? This is like I heard today somebody say that, like men, let's take men, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
We got a bad habit, us as men, we have a bad habit of, when the arguments start, we want to finish it through. We want to finish this whole argument through. Like, and women is like, okay, if y'all ain't making no headway with us, it's like, okay, you know what? I didn't argue with you, and this ain't going nowhere. So, yeah, I just choose not to say nothing no more.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, is that agreeable? Can we all agree on that?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay, so now my thing is this, and I'm asking you females, just because you don't want to talk about it, and just say you say, okay, let's agree to disagree,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Is the argument over? I mean, did that problem get solved?
No, it don't get solved. It don't.
Right. So now if we just sit there, now the next problem come up. The next problem come up, and it's just an extension of the last problem. I mean, well, y'all never got that first problem solved. So how in the fuck are we going to ever get something solved if you don't ever want to talk it through?
I mean,
the issue is, go ahead,
No, I was just going to say, I mean, arguing ain't really solving the problem either. All we're doing is yelling at each other. You know, I feel like my point is valid. You feel like your point is valid. We're never going to, I mean, most times, you know what I'm saying, the motherfucker ain't going to just be like, okay, well, I was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the point in continuing? All you're doing now is just, you know, giving each other a fucking headache. And you're still not solving anything by just yelling at each other.
Hey, but you're solving something by not talking about it?
Well,
no,
maybe,
but now,
I think,
but now I'm at the point where, shit, I'm about to pack this bag. What the fuck else is there to talk about?
See, okay, you pack that motherfucking bag. I don't know. Maybe I got my father in me. You pack that bag. I'm going to slice that motherfucker up. You ain't going nowhere until we finish this conversation.
Okay, and all I'm saying
is... I think you going to make somebody
For the last six months, we ain't went nowhere together. You know what I'm saying? We hardly talk while we under the roof. We don't have nothing to say to each other other than, you know, the bills, the kids, what's the dinner. We ain't been doing none of that, you know what I'm saying? Sex slowed down. What the fuck else? I mean, hell, basically been showing me how to live without you, so what do we need to talk about?
Okay, you know what? And now, here's my method to that. Now, when you sitting there and you pouting and you pissed off and you saying this, have you ever asked yourself, what do you do wrong? What are you doing wrong?
Yes. It's not about just you doing something wrong or her doing something wrong. It's the fact that we can't seem to communicate or get our problems solved together.
That's the issue.
It don't be about I'm trying to blame you or you trying to blame me. The problem is, evidently, we can't work our shit out.
But now, you know what? And I think a lot of times that we can't work this shit out because nobody ever. Who just said that earlier? Like, well, you gonna think you right and I'm gonna think I'm right. Whoever thinks that they wrong. In a legitimate argument. Now let's just say money was the issue.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Money is the issue, and okay, you got a valid point for why you spent money over here. And I got a valid point why I spent the money over there. Now,
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day, still fucked over this money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your validation for your point and my validation for my point, you know, at the end of the day, we fucked over this money. So why we can't sit down and say, well, you know what? Damn. I shouldn't have bought this. I really didn't need that. Okay, because... let's just say, in hindsight, to look at it, whatever we spent that money on, we neither one of us really, really needed to spend that money on that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, instead of trying to validate ourselves, why we can't never just say what we did wrong? You know, and my thing is, you know what, now I do agree with this. Let's go to our neutral corners for a minute. We ain't got to necessarily leave. You know, mm-hmm. we ain't gotta pack a bag. You know, let's just go to our neutral corners. And a lot of times, if you sit there and say, "Okay, Cass, you walked in that motherfucker with an attitude. You came through the door with attitude. You was pissed off already. motherfuckers at work that already pissed you off. You already had an attitude. You know what I'm saying? Or this motherfucker that already pissed you off. So, yeah, you did come in there fucked up. You did come in there with a fucked up attitude. I mean, a lot of times you'd be like, well, damn. You know, if you can actually just sit there, if you can actually look at yourself and tell yourself what you done wrong, and if that other person is genuine enough to say, okay, and do the same thing, a lot of times when y'all do come back to sit down, y'all can come to an open agreement. Well, my worst thing a motherfucker can do is sit there and always talk about, well, but, okay, I gave you $100 to put on the motherfucking IPL. All right. What you do with it? Well, I went to the store. Damn, that's fucked up. Why would you go to the store and spend the money and, you know, well, I thought you still had some more money. Well, I don't. So that was fucked up what you did. Why would you do that? Well, I ain't say nothing when you spent that $500 on. Wait a minute. That ain't the argument we talking about. You should have got on my ass about that argument back then. Why get on my ass now after you done fucked up? You going to bring up some old shit to try to make us look even. To me, that's like the dumbest thing you can do.
I don't know. I would say a lot of times on either end, sometimes, you know, the other person just can't see your point.
No,
That's what it is.
A motherfucker hate being wrong. And then I'm going to tell you right here, this is another thing to get me. Is when you, like me, because if you tell me some shit like that, I'm going to be like, well, you should have brought that shit up then. I ain't have a problem with it. Well, if you ain't have a problem with it, why the fuck are you bringing it up at all? You know what? I just ain't going to say nothing else to you, really. Now you don't want to talk to me. Come on now. I ain't going to say fellas don't do it, but I know a lot of ladies that do it.
Oh, no, I don't. I usually don't argue about no money, but.
Well, I mean, it could be anything. I'm just using money as an example. It could be anything.
I'm just saying. I'm talking about when you getting past those things. I'm not saying you can't communicate and try to work on your problems. I'm not saying that. I'm saying once you feel like you did everything you can to work on your problems with the person you with, when you come to a realization and it happens and you know that person inside, that person knows. You know what I'm saying? It comes to a point, it's just like it just pops up in your mind and it's like, I'm ready to go. You don't want to be there anymore. And it's just something that it's just after you feel like you tried everything that you can do, what more can you do? Why do you keep trying to make something work with somebody that's not working?
Okay, all right, I can understand that. But I'm just saying, before you leave, I'm saying, do you ever just look at yourself and say, what did I do wrong?
I look at myself all the time and look at ways I can change or ways I can do things differently. Or whatever. I know I do some crazy shit. I know that. I don't need nobody to tell me that. If they do, you can tell me whatever you choose to tell me. My thing is, I know myself. I know me. I know exactly how I act. I know there are some things that people need to tell me. I understand that. But it's not like I'm like, fuck you, don't be talking to me about, you know what I'm saying? I don't act like that.
I mean, it's like you got some situations where, okay, Cavs, like you said, you know what I'm saying, motherfucker walked through the door with an attitude. Okay, I didn't know you had an attitude. I just posed the question. I didn't know you were already going through something. So you jump down my throat, and it's like, okay, well, you know what? I'm going to just leave you alone. Now, why are you mad at me because I left it alone? Like, shit, what the fuck else was I supposed to do? I'm not gonna engage in an argument, you know what I'm saying, further your attitude. I'm just let you be.
And I mean, I agree about going to your mutual corners for a minute if people heed it, you know, and things like that. And, you know, if y'all come back together and want to discuss it later, I think that's what needs to happen, because I think just arguing with one another, nobody is listening to each other. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody is yelling and things like that. Nothing is really being heard. And so I think once everybody calms down and, you know, is able to talk about and express how they feel to each other without the other person getting upset, and then discuss it.
I mean,
it don't always happen like that.
How often does it happen like that to where
exactly. You
breathe and he breathes, and then you come back and say, okay, let's try this again. A lot of times, even if you do that and you try to vent, when you do come back together, it still evolves into an argument.
Oh, I tell you one thing, like when women do shit, hell, they know they fucked up. They ain't trying to talk about that shit. So they'll argue with you or whatever, even when they know they did shit wrong, because they trying to get out of their life, whatever they done did. So they going to argue up and down or whatever to the end. And then when they do calm down, they don't want to talk about it no more.
Exactly.
Because now they trying to feel like they got away with something. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And see, my thing is, you didn't get away with it. All I'm doing now is thinking of another way to fuck you over.
And that's what I'm saying. So that's why I say when it goes both ways. It just goes both ways. And if you're not with, all I'm saying is, if you're not with a person that you can communicate appropriately with, it's hard to have a good relationship where you just want to, you know, if I'm always arguing with somebody every time I'm with them, then hell, I don't want to be with that person. I want to be happy. Hey, I want to be with somebody where we enjoying life.
I can understand that. I'm all for that.
When you get to a point where everything you say or everything she says causes some type of conflict, then you eventually get to a point where you're like, well, fuck it, you know. There's nothing else for us.
True, but I mean, at the same time, you got to realize this shit. You got to know when you're causing a conflict. I mean, if you just, you know what, my thing is, everything that comes out your mouth ain't the gospel. You know what I'm saying? You can't, I mean, a lot of times people come at you and be like, well, I just asked a question. Well, I mean, a lot of times people say things like, okay, let's just say, for instance, like, let's see. Let's just say a motherfucker say, well, I called you. Where you been? You ain't answer your phone. Well, maybe an emergency came up. Before you question me with that attitude, ask me first. Ask me then, you know what I'm saying? But if you jump out the gate with some shit, you know what I'm saying? Maybe I am having a bad day. I'm having a bad day, and you jump out the gate with something. You might feel a wrath of what I've been going through all day. I ain't saying it's right, but, yeah, you might just feel it. You know, if I come in the door, and I'm like, oh, man, this motherfucker, I damn this gonna get fired. This motherfucker keep talking shit. Goddamn baby mama didn't call me, and I ain't got to it with her. This motherfucker, now the kids talking shit. And then I walk through the door, and you like, so you ain't going to answer your motherfucking phone? What?
You
ain't going to answer
your phone? You always put that attitude on it. Like, that's really how people talk.
You say what?
You know, I said, you always put that little attitude on it, like as if that's really how somebody always is. Like, they always got that little roll in their neck and that, you know what I'm saying, that cut in their eye.
They
like,
do. A lot of times you motherfuckers do.
But my thing
is, you have to look at, I mean, it depends on the relationship. Now, if she don't have no reason to be like that, then yeah, you justify for going off. Cause why? Cause you don't answer your phone. But it depends on the relationship. If she has reasons why she feels that way, of course she's gonna be like that. If she don't trust him or he don't trust her.
Well, I mean, what if a motherfucker? Okay, let's just say, what if a motherfucker just a brat, just won't they way? Then what?
I don't know. I was going to say, what if you, okay, let's, you know, okay,
I said if they don't have no reason to feel like that, then it's justified. I'm just saying it depends on the relationship. And if they, if they feel like they don't trust the person that they with, then that is what they're going to get. Because there's no trust.
Well, okay, let's take it back a step. Let's say, for instance, you don't live with the person. Y'all don't live together, so ain't no walking through the door. You know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying, shit, you ain't seen her in shit however long, woo. So she really does not know what you're going through because you haven't spoken. You haven't seen each other, woo. You know what I'm saying? How is she supposed to know that you have an attitude or vice versa? How, if, you know what I'm saying, if it's the guy and he don't know what the hell she's been going through.
With that, I'm sorry. Bless you. Okay. With that, it's like that. That's why you ask first. You don't just jump out that gate and say no fucked up shit. Because if you jump out that gate saying some fucked up shit and you don't know what's going on, you know, like I said, shit. The motherfucker be like, okay, you know, you jump out the gate and say some fucked up shit. Like you said, let's say we don't live together. You know what I'm saying? And you like, well, you know what? I ain't heard from this motherfucker all day. And you text me. I don't respond. You text me again, like, you know, it's like that. You know what I'm saying? What Kevin Hart say? LOL, boo-boo. LOL, boo-boo. Wait, what the fuck is all this? You know, you might be at work. You might be doing something crucial. Motherfucker done got caught in a fire, damn car accident. You land on the motherfucking gurney. Hey, man, give me my phone so I can call my girl and tell her what's going on. And all you see is, oh, it's like that. LOL, boo-boo. LOL, boo-boo. Two can play this game, boo-boo. You know what? Fuck, kill me now. Fuck it, just kill me. This bitch is lost her damn mind. Kill me now. I mean, like I said, you supposed to ask first. If you ask, then I don't think you had no problems. But if you jump out the gate, yeah. I mean, that's just like if I okay, Janine, let's just say I text you. You didn't reply back.
Mm-hmm.
I text you again. You didn't reply back. Now, let's just say you was in a board meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe under normal circumstances, you probably would text me back or call me back. But you in this board meeting. Now, you come out the board meeting, you know, you might be feeling good about yourself. Like, damn, you know, I done aced this deal or something. You look at your phone. You know what, bitch, fuck you. I ain't got time for this old punk-ass shit you trying to play with me. Shit, don't act like you the only bitch in this world that I can get. Because I can get more bitches, bitch. You like, oh, wait a minute. You know what I'm saying? Now you even nice enough to call me or text me back. Like, what the fuck is your problem? I was in a meeting, and I text back, whatever. Whatever. Okay, you don't be like, all right, this motherfucking office got. And then let's just say you even nice enough to be like, you know what? Let me go see this motherfucker. And you walk in, and I'm sitting there just looking at you. I got an attitude, and I ain't saying nothing. Now, you done already proved to me you was in the meeting. Look, we got the Jefferson account. Look. Mm-hmm. You still could have called. How the fuck I'm going to call, and I'm doing something of value, and you sitting there talking about I could have called?
Okay, now let's say Janine is notorious. Notorious for not texting you back. Then do you have the right to have an attitude?
I mean, if she's notorious for it, then you know how she is.
So then do you have the right to be like, all right, I'm just, fuck it. It ain't no point.
That's how you choose to look at it.
I'm just saying.
I just think people, like, texting, to me, texting is like, you got to be real iffy with them texts, because you might say something, and it's like, you don't mean it like that, but it comes off like that.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Hold on. We got another caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, sweetie, baby?
Hey, y'all. What y'all talking to me then?
See, she'd be the perfect one to be talking about, yeah, do you, boo-boo. Do you, boo-boo.
What?
No, I got to get
it. What you talking about?
Because you know how you do, like just say, all right, let me ask you. Let's just say you're texting baby leg.
Mm-hmm. And, don't do that.
Okay. you know I gotta mess with you.
You texting
your dude. You texting him and he don't text you back. You know he don't text back right away. You text him again. Still nothing. So now you go into your little rage and you get to sending him all kind. You know what? That's fucked up. You couldn't text me back. I done sent you 2 or 3 messages. But you know what? You just do you. You just do you. And then you find out that...
See, that is so not me. That is his ass. More like, that ain't me. Because I know his... No, that's not me. See, you thought you knew me.
You know
hell no.
You know I'm messing But I'm just saying. Do you expect... I mean, let's just say he was really doing something of importance. Do you expect him to call you back like, baby, I was on the phone. Or I was doing my work. I was in a meeting, baby. I'm sorry. Or you're like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I mean, no, I don't. You know, if he busy or whatever, but if he busy and I can overlook it, you know what I'm saying? I'm just speaking on my situation. It don't play out like that. If the phone text right back, then it'd be a whole, you know what I'm saying, a whole bunch of bullshit going up and down, killing my battery. I'm like, oh, my God, because you don't be doing nothing at work. I'm like, well, I do something at one point in time, you know, sometimes I can't, you know, whatever. But, you know, and fuck you, it's over, you know what I'm saying? I get dumped every 72 fucking hours, shit. And that's like the main damn reason, shit. But I understand because, you know, and then what I don't like is when if you text me something important, don't text me. Call my phone. Because a lot of times I won't even look at my text because I have a certain ringtone for my own call job. And shit, it's like, if it ain't that ringtone or my mama, then I don't answer. Period. They're like, I called you. I wanted you to do this. Well, don't text me. You didn't text. Text me. Call it 2 different damn things. Don't text me. And if you text me a too long thing, if it's over 3 lines, I'm not reading it. I don't care what it's about. I'm not reading it. If it's that important, you're going to call me because I don't like texting preferably. I don't really care for texting. Shit, it takes too long, and I'll talk too much, so I really hate texting, you know.
When I was married, my ex-husband basically said there's no reason why I shouldn't text him back within the hour, and he always did the same. So I don't know if that's what some people expect. You know what I'm saying? People may expect that. You see what I'm saying? Because he felt like there was no reason why I couldn't text him back within the hour.
Right, and that's not fair. And that's like I be saying, if I'm in the house, I'm not holding on to my phone like that unless I'm listening to my music. People crazy. Because all I get is you got that phone in your head, you ain't got that phone in your head, you have it in your head 24/7. I be like, yeah, because your ass over. Shit, and I know how you is.
Right.
That's why I got to take it everywhere with me around the house.
You be like, damn, it do got a charge.
right. Sure. Because I look at my phone in the bed and be like, they don't want nothing. I got that real bad. And my mama probably cuts me out. Like, why you didn't answer the phone? I was like, because I didn't want to. Shit, I pay my own damn phone bill. I didn't feel like it. Yeah, nobody make me answer the phone if I want to. It's like if you're not the one doing it, call. Yeah, I'll leave your ass
like that. Whoever knows. You know what I'm saying? So, shit, it could be one of them situations where, shit, you look at it and you're like, ah, I don't want to talk to this motherfucker. Or it could be a situation where you really ain't in the position, okay? Or it could be one of them situations where, shit, you
can miss me. Right, you could be driving or something, any damn thing. You know, it's not all. I think people that be, you know, expect you to call back, be like, damn, so you saying that if you get mad because I ain't calling you right back, that means when your ass don't answer the phone, I should be worried then, right? I should be worried you doing something you ain't got no damn business doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, why the hell is you tripping off a damn phone call? Shit, if I'm asleep, I'll throw that phone against the wall. I don't want to hear no phone. Just depends. I ain't a big phone person, though. You know what I'm saying? Thank God for Facebook. I never talk to my family. You know, right? I don't. I just don't. Shit.
Well,
right. Lenny,
you make a good point. You know what I'm saying? Shit, don't text me, call me. Sometimes it's not, you know, I don't know what you're doing, so I don't want to call you because what if you are in that business meeting? You know, probably you've got enough sense to put your phone on vibrate or silent or whatever. But the point is, you don't want to, you know, you don't want that as a distraction or interruption either. So,
Okay. Let's just say, like, my thing is this. Let's just say, if we ain't got into no type of fight or no argument, you know what I'm saying? And let's just say I'm at work. I'm at work, and you text me, and I don't text you back. We ain't mad at each other. I mean, my thing is, I got to give you the benefit of the doubt that you're at work. You know, well, you probably can't. She must be doing something at work, you know.
Right.
Now, if we got into a fight or this big-ass blowout and you don't, and I'm texting you, Celine, you need to pick up the motherfucking phone. And you don't pick it up. That's something different. But if, I mean, if we like, okay, now, you know what I'm saying? If I pissed you, be like, all right, baby, you have a good day. You tell me the same thing. And I text you and you don't hit me back, I'm just going to assume you at work. I mean, we ain't beefing
exactly.
about that.
Exactly.
I mean, we ain't beefing about nothing, so why would I be annoying?
For real, because I hate when somebody say, oh, I guess you, like somebody, oh, I hate saying that boy name, but, you know, I guess you talking to your other nigga. You know, don't be doing that, because I put your ass on the block. I got a little block app. I be blocking. I got more people on my block app than I do on my damn contact list. People just be talking stupid. You get the block text and every damn thing. I don't want to hear unnecessary stuff on my phone. The people, you know, it's so informal. Is that what I'm trying to say? And people just be going left with it, shit, all this technology stuff. And I just learned how to screenshot 2 months ago, hell. So I be telling people, you know, just bear with me. Shit, all I need my phone to do is to ring and play Spotify. That's it.
Okay, let me ask y'all a question. Let me ask y'all this. Okay. For instance, whenever you with a person, they always got their phone in their hand. Like, they always looking at it. You know what I'm saying? They always doing something with their phone. And it's like, okay, so now you know how they are. You know that motherfucker got their phone in their hand quite often. So it's like, shit, now I text you, and it's 2 hours, 3 hours, the whole day, tomorrow done came, and I swear to you, and it's like, okay, are you dead? Are you breathing? Because
you might have You might have just called me that one time while I was busy.
And you never looked at your phone no more for the rest of the day.
No, see, by that time, you sent that fucked up text that, you know what, do you, boo-boo. Now you like, shit, fuck it, I ain't calling them back.
Or either, you know, you got that one friend be like, bitch, I called you. You didn't post the stat on FB. Okay, I wanted to post the stat. I didn't want to talk on the phone, bitch. Blank my status. We have to my status. You know, I had to block and delete somebody like, damn. You know what I'm saying? To somebody stop adding notes to my bills. I don't got to explain myself.
You know, I was fucking act like I don't know you. All that extra feelings and shit.
Because I don't get offended. My favorite one, your light was on. My light was on. What the fuck?
Right.
What the fucking light are you even talking about?
That's just like my brother. He came over there this morning. I'm in the bathroom. And he like, man, I know you see me calling your phone. I'm like, yeah, so what made you knock on my damn door at 50 below weather? Because I don't feel like coming downstairs. I swear to God, if you don't open this door, I'll kick this motherfucker in. I was like, you know what? Just because you're my brother, I know you will. I'm going to have to whoop your ass in the snow. So let me open this door for you. I'm like, but you know me. Don't be calling. Y'all know I sleep in the daytime. Shit. Is that rude? I don't care. I don't like company like that. Shit, we've been around each other all our life. I feel like we do not have to see each other every day. And the holidays is over. He was like, it's cold. I made it there. It's been out there for about 10, 15 minutes. Okay.
That is kind of fucked up. You could open the door for your brother.
Because he ass. He know why I ain't open that door for him, because he a silly little boy. Shit. I told him yesterday, don't come back over there, because, you know, he's silly, and he likes to record shit around the house. Every time I look up, I'm on camera. I'm like, man, I'm all on the damn YouTube, the silly-ass boy. So I told him to come over there. Silly. You know he's silly. Shit. Silly-ass. My baby like, mommy, you on the internet under Big Girl Snoring. I'm like, this bitch. I'm going to God, it's on there. I'm like, dude, what is wrong with you, Thompson, man? You be in the house bogus as hell. I'm like, oh my God, this is my home. Shit. Yeah, he's so damn. You should just see the shit he got. And I'm like, you are stupid. You know, that's retarded. And, you know, that shit get irritating. Yeah. Silly. Him and his kids. We put everybody out. I ain't got no sleep. Shit. Oh, except for my mother. She just thought she got teeth.
Okay. You know what? I was watching something last night. I couldn't sleep. Mm-hmm. I was watching this movie. It was called Sex Monster, right?
How what?
It was called Sex Monster. Now, the guy, he was an average everyday guy. He's a real estate broker. And, you know, he had a wife, and they were trying to spice up the relationship. So he asked her, he was like, you know, you ever thought about doing a threesome? She was like, no, never. So he kept talking. So she, you know, she went from no, never to, I don't know, to fucking, let me pick the woman. So she picks the woman. The woman comes over. You know, she like, okay, fuck it, you know. You know, fuck it. Let's go on and do it. So they had a threesome that night, and I mean, you know, they going hard, all three of them. They going hard. Now he take an intermission, right? He take an intermission. He downstairs. He high fiving himself. He doing everything. Now he listening. He like, damn, they still going. So he like, fuck it, let me go back and catch up. So two days later, so they laying in the bed watching TV. Knock on the door. She tells him, go to the door. Go get the door. He goes to the door. He runs back in there. He like, it's old girl again. So she like, damn, I wonder what she wants. So she starts smiling. So he looking like, damn, you finna give me another one? So they had another threesome. And now old girl, you know, he done got kind of tired. He like, well, you know, shit, you know, I got to go to work in the morning. So, you know, I'm kind of tired. You know, we finished. So they kept going. So he like, you know, like, damn, okay, you know, damn, baby, you kind of into this, ain't you? All right, so they didn't cut him all out. He talking about, I'm going to go downstairs and go to sleep. He goes downstairs and go to sleep. They still keep going. So, you know, he like, damn, you know. So now, you know, old girl is like, you know, I want to find us a new partner. So she tries to go. She goes to his associate, a person that works for him. She comes to her, and she tells her, and she like, you know, girl like, nah, I ain't with it. And then the old girl thought about it. He comes home. They in the bed together. So he like, how dare you, you know. So she's like, nah, baby, we was doing this for you. And he was like, okay. He was like, yeah, you think I'm stupid. You think I'm stupid. And so they cut to the next scene. Of course, he jumps in the bed with him. So now he gets out the bed like, all right, we warmed up. We can go home. They going hard again. So he like, he jumps out the bed like, you think I'm stupid. You think I'm stupid. But now he had already engaged in the threesome with him. So now she done just got buck wild. She done fucked his sister. She done fucked his best friend's wife. The first thing she tells him is that this is your fault. I understand there's a comedy and all that shit, but I always hear women saying shit like, okay, like the threesome thing, like, all right, he turned me out. How can he turn you out if you didn't ever want to do that?
Because she probably was afraid of her feelings, and she knew how it was going to go. She's a back now.
Now, when you just hit the nail on the head. She was probably afraid of her feelings because 9 times of 10, she been feeling this way any damn way. Am I right?
Right, and she didn't want to wake that monster up, and she warned him. You know what I'm saying?
But that's what I'm saying. He shouldn't have let it out. That's why he's laying it here.
I mean,
you know, pussy is powerful, so hey.
Me personally, I can't see myself getting upset about it. I mean, you cut me in, you gonna cut me in to cut it out now. You ain't gonna just be the sister thing. I probably would have got mad about. I know what I mean. You fucked my sister.
But what is she doing it when you not there though?
Right, if she is.
See, now that's the thing that you need to tell me. Look here, I like pussy. I like pussy. I like pussy now. You need to tell me that. Now, if you tell me that, just like we tell y'all, it's my option whether I'm going to stay or leave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but don't sit here and keep telling me you don't like it. You don't like it, and then you keep doing it, then you trying to cut me out. Now I'm going to be ready to fight.
Oh, goodness. No, I mean, what if you guys are doing it, you know, and then, but there are times that she decides to do it without you. Maybe you busy that day or something like that. Is it okay, even though you know about it? It's not like she hiding it from you or nothing,
okay,
but you
exactly.
know about it, but...
Right, is you telling me, like, okay, all right, Jennifer, I'm like, well, you call me, well, babe, what you doing? Oh, shit, man, I can't get off. I ain't going to be able to get off till, shit, 1 o'clock in the morning. Well, Jennifer probably come over about 8. Okay, you know.
We'll be done by the time you get off.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Okay, I'm gonna take that one. I'm gonna take that one. I think you sling it back. Sling.
Hi. Yeah, my signal.
I mean, I could take that one, but see, my thing is, you got to tell me. You can't sit there and act like you ain't gonna tell me this shit. That's what this is what pisses me off about it, because you ain't telling me shit. You know, I mean, shit, if you like pussy, tell me you like pussy. Don't be sitting there hiding it.
She didn't want to do it, honey.
I'm sorry. I just think, I think honesty is the best policy. Because, I mean, it might be days I might just want to sit there and watch. Oh, shit. Yeah, I do. Damn, bitch, you doing it like that? Oh, okay.
I mean, I agree honesty is the best policy, but a lot of times when you get into threesomes, you know, with men, well, I don't know. There, it goes,
you know,
both ways, but
I'm
the men,
like,
most times, the ones I did it with, men are not honest. They see it as, I think, a boost in their ego. They get this big boost in their ego, and it's like they forgot how you fit in the first place. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
you
but
didn't
not, you
get
know,
into
but,
this by yourself.
You right. That is That is an ego booster. I'm fucking two women. Hell yeah! All I hear is you know, I'm hearing that motherfucker. I feel like John Travolta. I'm strutting. Shit, what the fuck? But now at the same time, my thing is that's just like you. I make mention to you. The time you said that you had old girl. That I said it once and I said it again. Your husband had to be the dumbest motherfucker in captivity. If you gonna sit there and tell me, look here, I'm at work, old girl gonna she finna come by about 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So let me get this right. You telling me I can go fuck her? You like, yeah. Now, I ain't going to lie. The first time, I'll probably do that. Okay, this is some type of trick. But I'm going anyway, because you shouldn't have been playing with my emotions like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, shit. Then you say this motherfucker drop in. Hey, what y'all doing? She done cuddled up between us, and you talking about, girl, I'm sleep. He over there. Man, no, there's no reason for me to lie. Hey, Janine.
I did that a couple of times.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. So I'm like, Janine, shit, I'm probably go shoot, you know, go play the ball a little bit and probably stop at old girl house and get some pussy. I mean, you coming? You want to meet me over there? You know what I mean, if I can talk like that, man, come on. There's no way in hell I'm finna be like, you know what, I'm sneaking, fuck you. No. She called me talking about some, well, you want to come over? Right, yeah, well, did you schedule it in with the missus? I mean, you gotta, are you penciled in today? No. You're not? Well, let me give her a call. Maybe her line was busy. Maybe she was busy. Maybe she's in a meeting today. Let me give her a call. I mean, shit, I'm sorry.
I have this mindset. I know everybody don't agree. You know, a lot of people don't agree. I have a mindset where, and I've always felt like this. I don't know why. Maybe my daddy, because my daddy was a pimp or something. I just seen it. It's just all my life. I don't feel men, a lot of men, not all, can be with just one woman. I just don't see it. I've never seen it. I've never said I haven't met, unless that motherfucker was just through and he couldn't get no woman. I ain't never seen a decent looking man that was just with one woman. I just never seen it. And I just feel like, I don't feel like I lowered my expectations. What I feel like, I just accepted it. I accept the fact that men like to sleep with various women. I don't feel like it affects me as a woman. I still feel like I'm beautiful and I do everything I can for them and things like that. But I can't give them the variety that they may need. Hell, we be wanting variety. You see what I'm saying? We be wanting variety.
Nope.
Sometimes we just don't go with what we be feeling. But I don't know. That's just how I feel.
Okay, all right. Well, Liquor Store, do you agree? Do you disagree?
I mean, everything she said is fine. It's just, no, I disagree.
She couldn't even
understand women
sentence.
Want. I mean, because I know that's what women want. They expect they feel like they deserve for that man to just be with them. I mean, I understand that.
I understand the concept that men want multiple women. I get that. Like, I understand
mm-hmm.
it. Ain't nothing like new pussy, okay? All right?
Mm-hmm.
I understand the concept.
Mm-hmm.
But my personal feeling is not that, you know, like you said, no, it don't lower me as a woman. No, not in any way, shape, form, or fashion. But at the same time, if I'm being, you know, they don't share us unless it's with another woman. So it's like,
mm-hmm.
not that I want to be shared or I expect you to let me be with other men, but it's like, I am completely, if I'm faithful to you, and this is, you know what I'm saying, what you value about me, then what are you giving me in return that's like on that level? If you sleep,
okay.
You know, you give me the way to
hold,
one
hold
thing.
Hold on. Let me ask you something. And I've had this conversation with females before. If I did share you, and let's just say we was sitting around drinking, me and my guy was drinking, and you know you was there, you know we at home, and my partner come over, and we all having some drinks or whatnot, and I'm like shit, go on and fuck him. Now, I'm telling you, like, you know, don't fuck them. Well, I'm telling my dude, yeah, you know, man, shit, you got a fat ass on the dog. This pussy good, too. You want to try it? baby. Yeah, baby, after you finish that drink, come, go on in the room. I mean, how would you look at you? How would you think I'm looking at you? How do you think that I'm rating you?
I would feel exactly the same way that, you know what I'm saying, you feel about shit, seeing my man with another man. I would feel exactly the same way.
Huh?
You know how you'd be like, would you really want to see your dude with another dude? How would you feel? I would feel exactly the same way for you to offer me to your friend. I feel like you don't. This is not a relationship.
Now, this is the first thing that women always holler. But let's be realistic. If I gave you away like that, you'd be like, man, nigga, you ain't shit.
Exactly. Okay, you're not wrong. You're not wrong about that. And I just said it's not that I want to be shared or that I would appreciate that. I just said that. No, that's not the point. The point. See, that's just, you know what I'm saying? That's not the point. The point is, I'm completely faithful to you. Why can't you be completely faithful to me? I understand that you like variety. You know what I'm saying? But.
Okay, now, hold on. If that ain't your cup of tea, then fine. All right, but if you will, I mean, if you like that, then why not? I mean, if you don't believe in the threesome thing, okay, that's fine too. I have no problem with that. But if you like, all right, you know, I don't mind it, it's cool, it don't bother me, then why not?
The threesome part ain't what bothers me. I'm down with that. Okay, cool. We can do it as a unit. You know what I'm saying? But I'm saying you coming to me, you sneaking or however it's going down. The point is, you giving my dick to somebody else, and I don't like it.
Why I gotta sneak? That's the whole purpose. I ain't got, like I said, dude was the biggest jackass I've ever heard of in captivity. I don't know no motherfucker that would actually just been like, you know, like,
Nah.
I just don't. I don't know no dude that just would have just been like, yeah, man, you know, I'm going to sneak around anyway. No. Hey, why? Why the fuck am I sneaking?
I agree with you wholeheartedly. He was dumb. He had the option. She was cool with it. That's fine. Like you said, that's her cup of tea. She doesn't mind because she sees, you know, she's accepted it. A lot of women, you know, don't accept it.
I mean, I don't know if you heard her. She literally called him and told him,
"Yes, I."
Hey, shit. I mean, dude, you got motherfuckers like. You got motherfuckers telling you, like, look here, we going to have this girl over here. You better not kiss her. Better not eat the pussy.
What?
You better not, you better not come in her. You better not, you can't hit her from the back. You got motherfuckers putting stipulations in like this. And here this motherfucker done told you, well, go on get you some pussy, boy. Leave me the hell alone. I'm tired tonight. Really? Really?
My only stipulation is that we are honest with each other. That was my only stipulation. I just don't want to be with somebody who I can't trust. Because if I can't trust you, it wasn't even about trust with sex trust. I can't trust you with simple information. You see what I'm saying? Or simple shit that you should be telling me. You see what I'm saying? And to me, that don't make sense. Of why you would keep certain things from me when I'm as open as I am. You see what I'm saying?
I'd have been like Day Day. Every time if she'd even thought about not on duty. Not on duty. No, you're not finna fuck this up for me because if you, baby, she ain't playing fair. She ain't playing fair. Can we go get a new one? Because no, she trying to go behind your back, baby. I'm telling you, she trying to go behind your back. Bitch, you not fucking this up for me. No, you're not.
That's all I'm saying. She fucking up your shit. And that's all I'm saying. Well, this is about me and you enjoying our lives together. Now, however we do that, that should be our business. It shouldn't be about nobody else. Now, whatever we do and I say I'm okay with you doing, hell, you should be the happiest motherfucker ever. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, hell, you got to ride your motorcycle all the time. You had the life. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I just didn't get it. I just didn't get it. And sometimes I just feel like maybe that's too much. Maybe that's too much for some people, just can't handle that.
Say that, that's just too much power for that man to have.
That's what I mean about the ego. Maybe his ego got so, that's what it felt like to me. Like his ego got so big that he tried to down me, like go above me when we equal. You ain't above me. You know what I'm saying? You above
this
me in regards to being a man and being the head of the household.
Jadeen, this is what you should have told him.
We built this shit. You didn't do this shit by yourself.
That's what you should have told
him. That's how I started feeling. It felt like he done got so high, he leaving me behind. Like I didn't help you get here. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
That's how it made me feel. And I was like, oh, so now I feel, oh, it's like that. You know what I'm saying? So we're not on the same page. And that's when he got his rude awakening.
Yeah, I'd have had, man, look here, man. I'd have told like I was in a kindergarten. Excuse me. Like, yes. I want to tell that she tried to fuck me the other day, and I told her no. I was like, look, kid, you is not fucking this up for me. I'm sorry.
And you know what? That I can respect. All right, yeah, I can dig that. You come and you tell me, babe, she trying to get in there, baby. You trying to do some dirty shit, you like, can we get a new one? Okay, no problem. I completely respect that because that's where we are in our relationship. It's that behind the back shit that bothers me, and that's all I'm saying. I mean, shit.
She be walking out the door. I be singing to her.
Use a hoe.
Bye, bitch. We gonna get a new one.
And I can even respect the fact that maybe she started having feelings. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's what happened. I can understand that. You know, women start having feelings and shit. But you know what she ended up doing? While you doing all this shit behind my back, she then came and tried to bust you out. You see what I'm saying? But here I am. I'm still taking up for you. I still went at her like, think I don't know about none of the shit he do. I know everything. You know, it was just like she came to me like trying to tell me about him. How you trying to come tell me about
us? Selena, you back?
Yeah, my phone kept losing signal. My bad. Yeah, I'm back.
And then she turned on him and was like, something must have happened. But then she turned on him and was like, because, you know, I was never in this for him no way.
Hurt his whole heart.
That's what I'm saying. Now, here you is. You doing all this shit to have my back. Now, this bitch just turned on you. That's what I said. Now, we was the one that was supposed to be connected and doing this shit together.
Right, we supposed to bring this bitch into the fold. Hey, baby, it's Tuesday. Here's Johnny. You know what I'm saying? Here we go, let's do this together.
Oh, goodness. Well, it was basically almost every day with her because she was always coming over there. But the weekends, we would go get hotels and stuff like that.
That bitch did not ruin shit.
Can you imagine your Friday?
I couldn't get off work fast enough. All right, Jeff. All right, John. All right, Bill. Don't want to have a beer cast? Fuck no. I got beer at home. I'm telling you, man. I'll be running to that cop. Every time y'all see me run into that truck, all y'all hear.
You got a damn problem, for real.
I ran into that motherfucking truck like O.J. Simpson back in the day. I'm jumping over motherfucking rails, fences. I'm on my way. But they like, God damn. I hit that curve on two wheels. They like, neighbors be like, woo, get out the way. Every Friday he come driving through here like a bat out of hell. Boom. Oh, yeah. God damn, he running fast.
Oh, I'm tired.
I'm not bullshitting. Boy, they be talking about, God damn, where is he going? Did nobody call? Damn, homie, we don't never catch you on Friday. No, you don't. They call.
You're an ass. You are such an ass.
I'm serious. Come on now. All right, come on now, Selena. Now, I know you. I mean, but just think. I mean, this motherfucker getting it like that. I mean, come on now. If you were giving it to your dude like that, well, he'd be the same motherfucking way. He'd be, man, that motherfucker be jumping hurdles.
Too bad he's never there. Too bad he'll never damn know. I say he'll never know.
Man, I don't give a fuck with any motherfucker to be talking about, that ain't right. That ain't right. Man.
Fuck all y'all.
I'm gone.
But I asked the guy that, he said he wouldn't like that. Although he won a threesome, he wouldn't want, you know what I'm saying, like on the regular. I'm like, that's why you got to be careful what you ask for, sweetie.
Shit. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think that's just the trouble. I'm just going to have to try to find out. Now they say, I just like motherfucker be like, more money, more problems. Well, just let me find out on my own. Let me be a millionaire and find out how
right.
many problems I got.
Okay, I got broke problems. Shit, let me see what the rich ones do.
Right, say
hello.
You know, I was watching TV today and I heard the wildest thing. And this is one line. This motherfucker called this one guy and was like, I got a problem. And that motherfucker was like, what's that? He said, I got too much money. I said, man. You said what?
You should have got him my number. Shit, I'm trying to get my credit score right.
All right. I said, man, I would love to just call somebody and be like, man, I got too much damn money. I would love to call a motherfucker and be able to say that.
Here, Indy.
How you doing, dog? Hell no, shit. I wouldn't be on the show right now. I'd be hanging with his ass. Hey, brother.
Okay. You got a Facebook?
Nah, I seen it on TV. He called and told his boy he got too much money. I said, God damn. How the fuck do you have too much money?
I'd slap the shit out of him, bragging and shit. Shut your ass up. Mm-mm. Shut up. Nobody wanted to hear that. I'd have told him my bills. Shit. Oh, my God. You got to do that shit. Oh.
I guess, but I mean, I think overall, like, and I'll be the first to admit that the threesome is not for everybody. We've stated that before. They're not for everybody, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, because if I got to keep looking behind my back every time I go on the downstroke, then we not having one.
Yeah, just, for real.
I don't know.
Whatever. I'll be on your back helping you pump it in there.
Push it harder. I'd be like that Salt and Pepper commercial. I'm pushing real good.
I
think I be thinking I be I was like I think I would have been good in a harem, like with the kings and stuff back in the day when they had like 10-15 wives.
Well,
ooh,
we,
that would have been perfect for me.
We tried that on the show, and I just
I
that was
could use
that
three hundred.
I could use
was,
300.
That was total anarchy when we tried that on the show. My brother was cutting motherfuckers' throats. But nobody lawyer. I didn't have not one lawyer. I ain't had not one lawyer motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, because it was a rap. I already told you what I wasn't doing.
Well, yeah, look, so they the first one.
I ain't never getting no kids.
Right. And I
don't
ain't
take out
the
hard bitch.
You said, and I ain't cooking too much dick. I was like, I need problems.
Right, wait a minute. How the fuck did this happen? I had the most miserable hammer in all the motherfucking world. Hey, motherfuckers sit there, come on, what's wrong with you? Man, these motherfuckers ain't acting right. I done threw my dashiki on the ground or whatever the fuck I got. Fuck this.
Hey, wife.
I have my old hair. Motherfuckers be talking about, what's the matter? You got your own hair. You got a hair of women. These hoes ain't loyal. These hoes ain't loyal.
Oh, good, man. Are you planning that meet and greet?
I'm still in the process. When I do it, I want to do it right, you know. So,
right.
I mean, I'm still in the process trying to get everything together. Not to mention I'm broke, so shit.
We'll send the preacher
an
invitation.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, Selena. I got some hate mail today.
You got some hate mail?
Yeah, some hate mail.
From where?
A preacher? He heard one of the shows. He heard the show. I don't know if you was on. He heard the show when I was talking about how the preachers bring the women up to the congregation and show them how to teach them how to suck dick.
Oh, God. No. I do remember that one. I do remember.
Ooh.
Yes, sister, go down.
What we're going to do, I'm going to put hands on y'all. I'm going to show y'all how to do this. Yes, in the Lord's name, can I get a
hand? But did you see? I did see a picture of a pastor. They say he had a whole bunch of big booty ass church ladies on the beach.
I posted that. I'm the one that posted it.
It's bent over, and he told them if he kissed between their legs, that they was promised to get him in before the year was out. Man, he had about 30 damn women lined up on the beach. I said, oh my God. He went between my legs talking about kiss. I'd have flopped right on his motherfucking neck. What? Oh my God, that's crazy. So what did he say? What the hell?
He called me everything from Judas. Yeah, blasphemy. And then, like I was telling them earlier, he was saying that how I talk bad about the women who are now celibate. He said I made mention to saying that. If you didn't get, I guess he didn't put it in these terms, but I'm gonna put it in my own terms. If you got fucked, you ain't no motherfucking virgin. So I mean, you know, and he said that I offended a lot of the women, you know.
That goddamn calf.
What he do? He played it at the church.
That's what I said. What the fuck?
I'm gonna
stop and listen to this. He just said, "What you doing in Sin City anyway, preacher?"
Exactly.
What the fuck you doing living in the Monsto?
He probably packed off to the whole damn show.
That's the same thing I said.
In the name of Jesus.
Well, since they celebrate,
I can be the hell with you guys.
Oh, y'all, 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 going, Y'all all going. Yeah. Y'all all going. Yeah. All my followers are coming with.
I ain't going to do it.
Look, hey, man. Oh, goodness.
They gonna kick us out of here.
They gonna be like, are you seeing city people? Get the fuck out.
Oh, hey. I mean, well, I'm gonna tell you, to all these celibate people, y'all don't wanna fuck with me.
I'm big boned. I'm heavy structured. I'm hung low. If I pull my shit out, this whole room get dark.
So you bring y'all little celibate asses over there fucking with me. They bring these little celibate ass fucking with me. That's what's going to happen.
Probably happened to one of the people from the congregation to listen to the show. They didn't really need to confess.
Man.
Preach to me. What to know about.
I'm sorry he don't like the show, but
father, fuck you, man. You possum face motherfucker.
You going to hell? Oh, you going to hell?
This is radio, bitch. Fuck dumb shit. This is what the fuck.
You're gonna get it.
I know.
He was sitting there with one of the church hoes while he was talking to you, too. The pulpit pussy. Let me stop.
See,
you tripping. You got me tripping.
That's why I'm getting hate mail. See, it ain't just me. That's why I said all y'all going with me.
Well, he didn't say nothing about us, so.
Okay. This ain't our show.
Man. Look here, good Rev. I got something to tell you.
Game recognized game, and you looking kind of unfamiliar right now. Can I help you, sir?
I think I didn't see somebody. Yes, we got a new caller. What's that, caller?
Well, hello.
This is my church going cousin, y'all. I think she wants to put that preacher on me.
That's right. It will be me.
Really?
I just walked in and my daughter was listening to your show. I'm like, what's the topic? What's the topic for tonight?
I got
talking about threesomes or something.
Yeah, that too. But we were talking about the hate mail like that.
Oh, you got some hate mail?
Yeah, a preacher sent me some hate mail. Said I was going to hell for this show.
Oh, Lord. He said you was going to hell.
Yeah, me and my congregation.
What? You and your congregation?
That's you.
Yeah. You going to?
Lord, have mercy. Next thing, he's going to send you some anointed oil so you can sprinkle it all over you.
Yeah. I'm going to tell him. You know what?
Recognize the G in me, nigga.
I ain't talking about God. Now, you bring your ass on over here talking shit if you want to.
Now, you going to give him a two-piece and a biscuit?
Man, I'm going to fuck him up.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
Why? Because he called himself a preacher. I'm supposed to... You put your hands on me, you going to be talking about some God, get him off me.
You know what?
What?
God, you have no chill. I promise you don't. None whatsoever. Jesus, why have you forsaken me? Yes. God. You and your co-host, both of y'all are something else.
Hey, man, look here. My thing is, look, I ain't bothering nobody. I mean, if you choose not to listen, that's all fine, well and good. I can respect that, but I mean, I didn't ask you to listen to my show.
That's right. Everybody have their own preference.
Right. So he can kiss he can kiss my monkey ass.
You know what, Zachary? Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Really?
I'm sorry. Oh Lord. Help me.
Kaz.
I'm sorry, Kaz.
Now the preacher know my real name. Now he really coming out.
Well, he don't know your last name, Kaz. He don't know your last name.
Oh, I have 100 people just sitting outside of my house talking about, we shall overcome.
I'm going to knock you out. Hush. Shut up. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Now, I'm trying to get in on this. Now what's the topic?
Too late. Show over. Yeah.
You got to be lying. What time is it?
It's 11 o'clock. Show's over, baby. We're going to get the end of credits going.
Oh, I just walked in the house, but I get in on the next one.
Okay, we'll make sure we talk about threesomes next week. No, we're not. I don't want to talk about threesomes with you.
You don't want to talk about that with me?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to call in anyway.
as long as you don't talk, we good.
Go on, talk now. You know I'm going to talk.
You do know I got a mute button right here, right?
You wouldn't do that to your dear cousin. He loved me too much.
Yeah, exactly. My point exactly. I don't want to hear about you.
Huh? You don't want to what?
I don't want nothing. Okay. All right, y'all. We got to get up out of here before they cut us off because the preacher that probably didn't eat. That's him right there. That's him right there.
Bye, what is it, Janine?
Yes.
Okay, bye, sweetheart.
Bye.
I'll talk to y'all next week.
Okay.
All right, Kaz, call me when you hang up. Goodbye.
Okay. Yeah, she put the preacher on me. You know what? I ain't even did in the show. I just had to get her off of here.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm serious, though, for real. I mean, you know, I always thought of myself as a lovable person. I've never got no hate mail saying I was going to hell before.
Oh, goodness. Well, join the club.
Right. Hey, my thing is this. Hey, somebody like me. I mean, hey, somebody listening. So, with that being said, and then last night, didn't I try to end the show? I bid you farewell.
Yeah, you ended it differently.
Well, fuck them. Mm-hmm. All right, look, you got your last words before we get out of here.
You know what? I would rather be put out of here with nobody but y'all. I'll be back next week.
All right, then you got any last words?
Yes, it was a good show. I enjoyed myself, and I will definitely be here next week to entertain. But everything I say is true. Don't get it twisted.
I really, like I said, y'all, CNCityRadioShow.com. We're coming back real soon. I sure wish we had the site up. I surely do. Because if we did right now, I would make sure he was a fucking member.
He probably would have been here anyway.
He probably was on the site. Look at all that ass.
Look at this.
All right.
All that mess, I swear.
Okay. All right, y'all. Well, we got to get up out of here. I'd like to thank everybody that called in. Thank everybody to listen. Everybody listen via internet. Sin City Radio Show. We do this every Tuesday and Wednesday. We had a blast tonight. I had fun. Like I said, let me tell y'all, that's not directed to all the preachers, just that one motherfucker that was talking shit about me. I mean, from the bottom of my heart, from me to you.
Well, fuck you.
So, man, am I going at a preacher like this? I'm going to hell. All right, but anyway, I bid you all farewell. Till we meet again next. Till we meet again next week, people.
He gonna have his second hate mail.
Yeah, I know. He really finna go at me. All right, y'all. We about this bitch. Peace.